Customs and Border Protection had an unexpected humanitarian crisis on its hands last summer. Tens of thousands of South American children crossed the southwest border. Shelters got full too quickly. It took CBP 45 to 60 days to reunite children with their families. Kevin Hannes is a federal coordinating officer at the Federal Emergency Management Agency in Denton, Texas. By the end of the crisis, the reunion process took 10 days instead of 45 to 60. He and his team set up an emergency operations center, streamlined the process for tracking cases, and worked with several different agencies to get food and clothing to the children. He's a finalist for a Service to America Medal in the Management Excellence category. Kevin, congratulations to you and your colleagues. No one that I've ever spoken to about a Service to America Medal takes singular credit for it, always congratulating their teams. Tell me about the Operation Precious Cargo team that you work with and the challenge that you were dealing with last summer. Thanks for coming on today, Kevin.
Well, Francis, thank you for having me on, and I appreciate it. And yes, it is about the team. And so our team consisted of about 20 federal agencies, staffed at about 40 to 50 folks from across the federal family that were in the valley, down the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas, that worked together to not only assist in direct support of the Customs and Border Patrol, but also Health and Human Services, specifically the Office of Refugee Resettlement. And really our focus was, how do we get these kids to safe haven, to safe shelter, make sure that they have proper sleeping, food, and they are able to work through the process in the most humane manner possible.
What exactly was the situation like when you were trying to stand this up and you were navigating among all of the agencies that you just laid out? The profile of you and your team says you were also working with the military. You were working with state authorities in Texas. What kind of a management challenge did that present at the same time as you were trying to take care of these kids?
Well, The real management challenge was for us initially, who were not associated directly with the Border Patrol or with the Health and Human Services, was to understand their processes and what their procedures were. I think coming from the outside, we were able to see areas where we could find unity of effort, not only from the Border Patrol and Health and Human Services, but find gaps with inside their current processes that allowed us to streamline that. So it was the Border Patrol was dealing with the children, with inside their detention facilities along the Rio Grande Valley. We were able to bring in individuals from our FEMA Corps teams, part of CNCS, the Corporation for National Community Service. These are FEMA employees who are on doing their work as part of the corporation. Those individuals we brought into the Border Patrol stations and were able to really relieve Border Patrol agents from doing the day-to-day operations of caring for the children. We were there to help feed them. We were there to help watch them, keep them entertained, to help their transition to America. And I think that was a big success for us. In dealing with the other federal agencies, it was getting us all on the same sheet of music. And the biggest challenge we had was understanding, again, what were our authorities, where could we make progress, and how do we gain unity of effort? And after a very short period of time, we were able to accomplish that through the Unified Coordination Group that we formed, where all the agencies were represented and had a voice. We were able to look for cross-cutting ways to leverage each other's capabilities and each other's authorities to have unity of effort. And that unity of effort was to get these kids from the Border Patrol stations into the shelters run by HHS, and then reunited with their family that was already here in the United States.
So I want to maybe pull back even one step before that, because I am maybe a more closed-minded thinker than I should be. When I think of FEMA, I think of responding to a natural disaster or some other kind of issue. I don't think of something like this. Whose idea was it to bring FEMA into the mix in the first place? Because whoever it was is really smart, too. This sounds like, when you frame it the way that you've just framed it, it sounds like it's exactly up your alley.
Right. We were brought in specifically because, and I was specifically the skill set that we in FEMA have. Even in a natural disaster, FEMA may be the lead coordinating agency, but we are usually never the lead agency. We are always in support of the state partners. It is that skill set of coordination across the interagency, across the federal family, that we brought to bear on this. You know, the Secretary of Homeland Security, working with the White House, made the decision that they needed that skill set. They looked to FEMA, looked at the federal coordinating officer cadre, and said, this is the skill set that we need to assist us in ensuring that we have that coordination and bringing that whole of government approach in coordination with the states in some instances to ensure that we were meeting the needs of those kids.
Kevin Hannes of the FEMA Operation Precious Cargo Team is a finalist along with his team members for a Service to America medal. And the profile, Kevin, says Hannes and his team of about 40 people set up an emergency operations center, established new administrative procedures to better track cases, brought in bilingual speakers to assist in the processing of cases, helped facilitate the efforts by the Army and Air Force to open new shelters at installations in California, Oklahoma, and Texas, coordinated the work of volunteer agencies, assisted public health workers, brought in volunteers from FEMA Corps to hand out food, water, and clothing. And that's exactly what you said a moment ago is exactly what I'm getting at with that list. More so than specific responses to a specific situation, what it strikes me the expertise that you offered here was understanding what all you needed and then knowing exactly where you had to go among the government agencies, the NGOs, and so on to get you one of those, whatever one of those happened to be.
I couldn't have said it better myself, Francis.
Well, then I'll let that stand and just ask you when you went into this, what you encountered that you didn't expect and how you pivoted to manage that challenge and what you took away from that you could apply at some point in the future.
I think the one thing that I didn't realize until I got down there and got an understanding of the situation, that as a federal family, we need to do a better job of understanding each other's roles and responsibilities. Again, I think that's where we brought the expertise, is that was the initial challenge, was ensuring that those in the field understood each other's roles and responsibilities, understood their authorities, and that we would move forward in those. But then it was more so understanding where we could find common ground and look to leverage each other more so than compete against each other. Because this was a federal issue, not just a departmental issue.
Do you have a sense of what that might look like in a situation that is not right in the heat of whatever the challenge that you're presented with is? One of the things that FEMA has done a magnificent job of, I think, over the last 10, 15 years is building relationships, especially with first responders in communities all across the country at every level, so that the term that I hear from FEMA officials all the time is, we don't want to be exchanging business cards on the scene of a disaster. And I wonder what that looks like. I imagine it would look different in the kind of scenario that you addressed here.
Francis, to be honest with you, it looks the same. It is that what we can do now, not only in preparing for a potential crisis, whether it's a natural disaster or an event like the unaccompanied children or like the Ebola that we saw last fall, it's about understanding federal agencies together. How do we work together to ensure that the American people are getting what they deserve from their federal government? And it is that ability at senior levels to work across barriers that traditionally were there, and I think you're right, those barriers, we're seeing those come down. How do we look at issues as a federal family rather than a department or an agency-specific issue?
Kevin,
I know when... Go ahead, Francis.
No, finish your thought, please.
So when we're in that preparedness phase, when we're not in active disasters or I'm not involved with the mission like the unaccompanied children, that's what we are doing on a day-to-day basis. It is working with those federal partners to understand where can we bring them to bear when the nation has a crisis, and whatever that crisis is. The federal government has a lot of capability, a lot of capacity, but if you don't have unity of effort, then we all suffer. And so how do we build that today in the in the preparedness phase of looking towards the future, I think is the key to success.
I congratulate you on that success, and same to all of your team, and I wish you the best in the final decision at the award ceremony, and I'm grateful for your time to come on and talk about your work today, Kevin.
Francis, I can't thank you enough and the Partnership for Public Service. Again, I'm honored to be nominated and very humbled to be selected as a finalist, but it is really about the team that was there with me and not about me.